98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And you've lots going on this morning.
Yeah, first up, Sex and the City fans are convinced that Samantha Jones might be making another comeback.
Hello.
It's over. I told my wife.
Who is this?
Samantha Jones is one of the best TV characters of all time. Yeah. She is, of course, played by Kim Cattrall. And she made a cameo in spin-off series And Just Like That in the season 2 finale. Mm. She was on the phone. It was filmed remotely via green screen, etc. Yeah. Because there's a feud between herself and Sarah Jessica Parker, who plays Carrie Bradshaw. Well, a new teaser has been released by HBO Max, and it sparked hopes that Samantha might reappear in another episode. So it hints at her comeback. It's an out-of-contest picture, and it shows someone about to text Samantha Jones in their phone. And then HBO have done, you know, the eyes emoji. Yeah. So that's all that's happening.
I feel like Kim Cattrall will, from her reading interviews with her and stuff, I'd say she's a one and done. I don't think Kim Cattrall would do that again.
But why would they be teasing something else? I just am like, no, don't be teasing if you're not going to follow through.
I think they're teasing and they're not going to follow through because I don't know if Kim Cattrall would do it again.
Maybe viewership's down on the new series.
Viewership might be down. I've dropped off. I was watching it all and I watched the first episode or two of this series. And I know it's just like, you know, kind of background TV, but I think even they're in on the joke because there was lines in the script that I wondered, were they referencing the
hate
talk?
Hate watching.
Yeah. So there was a conversation about like, oh, you know, we're hate watching this thing, but you know you have free will.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, they're self-aware. Next up, Lewis Capaldi has made his big return to music after a two-year break to focus on his mental health. Survive. It was co-written by Romans, who also co-wrote his biggest song, Someone You Loved.
Oh.
I swear to God, I'll survive.
Yeah.
He's such a great voice.
An amazing voice.
It is reported that Lewis might make a surprise appearance after Alanis Morissette's set at Glastonbury this weekend.
Well, do you know what else I've just seen on Instagram in the last couple of minutes? So there's also rumours that Robbie Williams is due to pop up at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, a post from Robbie Williams. It is a, you know, one of those blue plaques that they have for like historical events that have happened. The blue plaque reads, 1995, Robbie Williams entered this area without accreditation, authorization, or alignment with prevailing taste. His presence was uninvited, unofficial, and ultimately inevitable. And the blue plaque is smack bang in the middle of the Welcome to Glastonbury sign at the gates.
Okay.
And then in capital letters in the kind of caption, Robbie Williams has typed, 30 years later, dot, 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 and then the detective emoji.
We know that Rod Stewart is playing the legend slot and he has said that he's bringing out 3 guests. So I wonder, will Robbie come out as part
of
that?
Could be one of his guests.
Or will he just reappear?
There's also 58 to be announced slots across the weekend.
Well, then we might hear a bit of a medley. Do you know?
Yeah.
Rock DJ into Angels, etc.
Lovely.
So moving news now, he is everyone's favourite rodent chef and now Remy might be making a comeback on the big screen.
Who is Remy?
It's reported that Ratatouille 2 is in the works at Disney and Pixar. I always thought the rat was called Ratatouille.
So did I.
The rat
is called Remy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you believe it's been nearly 2 decades since Ratatouille was in the cinema? Disney haven't confirmed the news, but there's lots of rumours online today. Finally this morning, VIP guests have arrived in Venice for Jeff Bezos's and Lauren Sanchez's wedding. 200 people attending.
And Sanchez's.
3-day celebration that's going to reportedly cost over $50 million. It's unclear exactly what day they're going to get married.
Okay.
I would say today because last night was the welcome dinner. Today's the wedding.
Gotcha.
And then I'd say Saturday is the day too. Reported the ceremony is taking place on a private island called San Giorgio. In a private church that is away from public access.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some more juicy details?
Of course
I love
do.
All this.
Yep.
So Jeff has hired out a hotel called the Aman Hotel in Venice. Oprah Winfrey's there, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kim Kardashian, Orlando Bloom making his debut as a single man.
Not
and
Katy Perry.
Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right? Yeah, you know your one. The complex wedding, it's been orchestrated by Lanza and Bauschner. They are the planners who looked after George and Amal Clooney's wedding.
All right,
so So they're saying they're minimising disruption to the city. They're using all local vendors. They've got pastries from Rosa Salva, glassware from Laguna B, and there's 30 water taxis booked out, according to CNN. Gondolas put on hold, and it's reported that Lauren's wedding dress is going to be designed by Dolce & Gabbana or Oscar De La Renta.
And as you told us earlier this week, all of the guests there are quite boring, apart from Leonardo DiCaprio,
Jeff Bezos himself, the groom.
And
Orlando Bloom.
And Orlando Bloom. Everyone else at that wedding, boring.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about the Virgin Mary this morning.
She's on the way herself, yeah. Up first, though, have you ever heard of magnet fishing?
No.
So it's where you, instead of like with a fishing rod with a hook on the end, instead of that, you'd have basically a rod or a rope and it's got a magnet on the end.
Yeah.
And so you can stick it into a body of water, a lake, the sea, a river, and you can catch what you hope are precious metals.
Okay. Oh, metals. Okay.
Yeah, so you'd be fishing for metal rather
than
fish.
Right, I understand. I was very confused for a moment.
I guess ultimately you're fishing for gold,
yeah.
Right? Well, a magnet fisherman in Birmingham, not a sentence I ever thought I'd say, has caught more than he bargained for, and police fear he doesn't realise what he's walked away with. They believe the magnet fisherman is now in the possession of 5 unexploded hand grenades.
Stop it.
This happened just the other day, right?
That's
so they think
terrifying.
Yeah. They think they were at the bottom of the canal since World War II in the 1940s. Ooh. And this fella,
what lies beneath?
Yeah, this magnet fisherman was spotted fishing, and the very old and very unstable grenades came out of the water last Friday, and he headed off with them. So police are at pains to say that this man is not in trouble.
No.
And they're kind of afraid that he doesn't realize how sensitive, you know, his find is. Uh-huh. So they've made a public appeal for him to hand them back in, and the quote is, gently.
Gently.
Imagine coming in with the rucksack. I found these.
How do they know that he got them?
I think members of the public, I'm not sure.
Something. Yeah.
So he has to hand them back in very gently.
Okay.
Don't lump them down on the front desk in the police station. Up next, the seagull saga continues, and it's not just confined to Dublin. We spoke about them yesterday on the show. There have been calls for a Scotland-wide seagull summit to be held amid warnings someone could be killed. Scotland's Parliament has heard people risk losing their lives over the growing problem of nuisance gulls, and Scots are being left scared, attacked and traumatised. They are very aggressive. The Agriculture Minister has promised to hold a seagull summit in the north of Scotland, mm-hmm. but now politicians in the south say it needs to be for the whole country.
Fair
right?
enough.
So, they've said that people often smirk when they talk about being terrified of seagulls. Mm. But they say being dive bombed is not funny. And they've also said that one conservation group has lost the plot after the advice they gave to terrified locals to protect themselves was to use an umbrella or a dog.
They're too fast. A dog!
A dog! If now a chihuahua would be gone.
I know.
I wouldn't risk
that. They're too fast. You wouldn't have enough time to even put up the umbrella. They swoop down so fast.
Yeah. So they're not wrong to say that the seagull problem in Scotland is getting worse. Here's the moment from just the other day that one seagull broke into an apartment to steal a packet of nuts.
I'm going to try and help you. Here. Here.
It's a very hungry seagull. So that is a woman named Cheryl you can hear there.
Poor Cheryl.
Cheryl was staying in that apartment for a week for work when the seagull decided to pop in for a snack. Mm. She coaxed him out the window in her stride, saying she is a blue and gold macaw herself, so wasn't in too much of a flap.
That sounds like me when I come home after a night out looking for some food. No, honestly, Joe, when you come home and you're like, I'm ravenous.
Yeah, looking for anything that will just quench the hunger. Finally this morning, an unholy row has broken out in Spain over a statue of the Virgin Mary at a church run by the Brotherhood of the Macarena.
The Brotherhood of the Macarena.
Caretakers at the church in Seville have been forced to resign because locals are very upset at what one artist has done to give Mary a makeover. Right? The Brotherhood of the Macarena. Tasked an artist with restoring the very religious and very popular statue of the Virgin Mary, right? And she had her big unveiling a few days ago. Mm. And Santa Maria, it did not go down well. She's been shoved back inside and the door's locked tight after fans of the statue began crying and shouting. They say the Virgin Mary looks a bit pale. Right. She's changed her dress and jewellery. Oh, and no. Her eyelashes have been lengthened.
Maybe they're just trying to modernise with the eyelashes.
Yeah, heaven forbid a gal pops a new dress on and a set of lashes. Do you know what I mean? She's just trying to do herself up. Anyway, the eyelashes seem to be the main issue, right?
Oh, right. They're the ones that look like a moth.
The ones that look like a moth. The Brotherhood of the Macarena have asked for forgiveness for the moral and devotional damage caused by the botched restoration. So when the restored statue was first returned to the church, her new eyelashes hadn't yet been attached.
Okay.
And it was deemed ideal for worship. However, worshippers started to raise objection to the statue once the eyelashes had been stuck on.
From day to night.
Yeah, so since then, her eyelashes have been shortened.
No, with a little like nail scissors.
I don't know, yeah, to try and correct an undesired effect. The Virgin Mary is now out of view while church staff try to figure out how to deal with the dress situation. I have a side-by-side picture of the before and the after. You can Google this.
Yeah, it's not dramatic as you might have thought.
I wouldn't notice
any
difference, to be honest.
When in doubt, when you're picking eyelashes, go for the Cheryl Girls Aloud set from Boots. Bring it back.
That is Brendan's bit.
98 FMs. All day. Big breakfast. Matchy, matchy,
matchy, matchy, matchy. Glitz. Matchy, matchy,
matchy, matchy, matchy. Glamour. Matchy, matchy.
And chaos.
98 FM.
Oh, good morning. Happy Friday. And welcome to Matchy Matchy, our favourite game after 8. It is so much fun. And it's your chance to win amazing prizes. All you have to do is match 3 words with either myself or Brendan, and you could be getting your mitts on this.
Are you on your feet all day?
You deserve a break. Take one and treat yourself to a Matchy Matchy pedicure.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, that was a very sultry there.
Rebecca is a bit feral.
I think that there's a pair at the minute. I would say AI Rebecca and Brendan now are very good at treating themselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say they're flat out now getting pedicures
Absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely.
Good morning to Clara, who's in Donymead. You're on 98 FM, Clara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're very good, thanks, Clara. What's the traffic like out there?
It's not too bad this morning.
Good.
Well, not too bad of my way.
Not too bad of your way. A lot of the schools are finished now. Clara, tell us, what do you do for work?
I'm a veterinary assistant.
Oh, you get to spend so much time with all the animals.
I do, yeah. What? It's lonely, but it's also hard work.
I don't doubt it. What kind of animals do you be working with?
We mostly have dogs and cats, but sometimes we'll have rabbits or guinea pigs and stuff.
Oh, very good. And Clara, would you be more of a cat or a dog person?
A dog person, definitely.
More of a dog person.
Man's best friend, don't you say?
Adorable. Do you have a dog yourself, Clara?
Yeah, we've 3 at home.
3? What are their names?
Elmo, Tyson and Murphy.
Oh, very good. Very good, Clara. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning? You know you would.
Yeah.
Clara, who would you like to play with this morning?
Could I play against you, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Out you get to the soundproof booth. And let's see if we can do it for a Friday morning. Let's get a Matchy Matchy with Clara in Donymead. Okay, Clara, your first word to Matchy Matchy this morning is bed.
Room.
Your second word is bacon.
Sausage.
And Clara, your third word this morning is Paul.
Door.
Paul, P-A-U-L.
Oh, Paul. Did you say Paul, like the name Paul?
The name it? Paul, yeah, P-A-U-L. Say that again.
Paul and Adam.
Okay, after bed, you said room. After bacon, you said sausage. And after Paul, you said Adam. Clara, are you happy with those?
Am I able to change one?
Absolutely.
Can I change bacon and egg?
Yeah, bacon to egg. Are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Lovely.
How was that for you?
Pineapple in there.
Oh, yeah, we were speaking about them earlier. Yeah. That was obviously for Picky Bits Day.
Yeah, National Pineapple Day, I believe.
National Pineapple Day, of course.
Lots going on.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Clara and Donamead this morning is bed.
Bed time.
Your second word is bacon.
Bacon. Why do I always get the meat?
It's a campaign.
I know. Bacon buddy. Oh, no. Mm, yeah, okay, anyway, I've said it now. One.
And your third word is Paul.
Paul Mescal.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Clara in Donamead this morning?
Oh. Clara, oh. I'm sorry.
I thought they were very harsh this morning. After bed, Clara said room.
Oh, that's very good.
After bacon.
That was very obvious.
Yeah, bedroom was very good. After bacon, Clara said egg.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
And after Paul, Clara said Adam.
Paul. Who's that? Oh, Adam and Paul. And Paul.
Oh. Now, Clara, that was last on me.
Oh, I
Paul Mescal was brilliant and I couldn't think of a Paul.
Paul McCartney.
I couldn't have thought of one Paul.
Paul Ryder.
I might have said Paul Banas.
Paul Banas.
I might have said Paul Banas.
Clara, we didn't do it, but it was lovely chatting to you and we hope you have a fabulous weekend and day in work as well.
Thanks so much.
Clara, have a great weekend. Thank you for playing Matchy Matchy. We'll do it all again on Monday. But yeah, but the Paul and Adam thing just didn't, the penny didn't drop now with me.
I just remember the film.
Yeah, it's very
back
good.
In the day.
Monday, if you'd like to play 0877 98 98 98. Your name could be Paul, Adam, or anything else.
Or Paul Adam.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.